this is the right thing to do, he's doing, but not like that. Is that... So one can be doing...
This, you are not coming in this group, Swami Siddha or Arokshita. You are standing in Sarukshita Bhakti. But we have an earth.
Yes.
No? We have to give out all an earth. We are chanting, we are hearing, we are worshipping. Not for us.
No? We're trying not to for us.
But for body sometimes comes. But it will go out. By hearing and chanting and by doing something. These are normal. I am doing Kirtan and then I am hearing the past tense of this. But hearing past tense of this, this is anar. This is not so much aparad and also. I am not arupita. This is proof.
It
will take time. And that goes on. No proof.
Because I don't want that proof.
We want, but there are some things wrong in us. But we always follow Sarva Siddha. So don't be fear.
In Ramananda Roy Sambha, he's talking when you come to Dasyava about mamata. What is this mamata?
Mamata means mind. Krishna is mind. This both. Shankara does not have this quality in them. Because Krishna has no anga, no book there.
Need requirement?
Requirement of anything. Anything he has. Is Atmara. So he has nothing to be served.
He has no need of anything from me.
So just need to say that. But when Shastra comes, then he thinks that Krishna is mine. I see that. Om. And apart from Narbha, mood of Narbha.
Narbha.
Narbha is
like a human who is not a leader. Feeling like he is like me, a person.
This mamta goes up and mood of service goes up. And Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my son. And so he always gives her breath to the mouth of Krishna. And he always keeps a very direct eye to Krishna that any harmful thing
can affect him.
Sometimes he is going out of home and he at once he runs and she is very alive. Any danger can come. But danger cannot come. But yet she is. But Bhakti cannot do like Bhakti.
There is no intimacy in the
so much intimacy, mamata in. In such some mamata. But the Bhakti of Ramachandra Hanuman always think Ram is mine. But not like Kausalya. Not like Lakshma. Not like Janaki. Janaki thinks that Ram is only mine, not other. He is mine. and Yashoda and Kausalya think that Ram is my son. But he also thinks that Bhakti is also my son. Lakshman is my son. Shatrughna is my son. And all wives of Ayodhya are my son. Vasistha only knows that Krishna is my husband, not husband of any lady in whole world. So his mamata is more than anything. Understand?
Yes.
So this is Kalima. Srimati Radhika knows that Krishna is mine. I am not my Krishna.
I am not Krishna, Krishna is mine.
This is more than that. What I will do, Krishna will have to obey. If Krishna goes from Radhika to anywhere else, to become so serious. This is fine. This mamta takes a sadhak mamta.
Krishna.
He is not other.
How does one increase that quality? Mm-hmm.
By reading and by hearing with such
hope. He has that.
Not by reading those. He can help something. But by hearing, you have read everywhere all these things. But not what I am saying.
But I see that everyone cannot live with that quality of God. And everyone cannot. If there is one person, how many people can hear that person is speaking in Bengali, he is speaking in Hindi, and cannot hear from that person?
But
he live with that person.
But he should know that he is my, Narayan Maharaj is my.
Is that Mama said? You are my guru. She is thinking you belong to her. Other devotees think you are ours. Is this Mama said?
But that Mama said, if I think you are mine, should not push her away, isn't it? If I'm thinking that you are mine and you go away, he's not yours, he's mine, I push her back, is that part of mamata?
Then it will...
That only he's mine, not yours, not yours, not yours. Is that mamata also?
It will be high. Then we will think that might should be given to all. So humble and humble.
In
Yashoda. Yashoda gives Krishna from his left to another.
He's mine, but I am sharing with you.
She even gave him to Putana. Yes.
She thought that Krishna is like me. But when she saw it, then and she fell on the earth.
She even tied him up because he's mine, I have to teach him.
But Radharani, she doesn't give Krishna to the others, she wants him for herself.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets more.
If he goes to Chandra Valley, she's not happy.
But
she wants him for herself.
In this stage, we cannot understand. So it has been given in fact that hide it
until the heart is more pure, more unselfish.
Radhika becomes herself Chandra. Mm-hmm. Radhika is no one else.
Mm-hmm. And I've read that when Krishna is away, both Chandravali and Radhika are lamenting together.
She has to look. And you see that life and compare. Check that life. Or their life.
Uh-huh.
You see her and you. How beautiful is you. Try to make everything so that Krishna will see an advanced structure.
Mm-hmm.
today you have taken your medicine?
Yes.
They have told you to go on Chandor Prabhu.
आप इसके साथ खाते हैं?
हम तो भूमि होते
हैं। किस महीने उसका आपने? You just asked if you had any questions.
Who
had a question? What did you speak about?
The nectar.
Can you give us just a little drop?
They can be.
They won't?
I'll stop you. I've come to make my mind very
cool.
To get it to you.
Cool. Do you have any questions? Maybe you would be more successful.
My mind is very
cool.
You can make a question.
Did
I go without Gopi Prem? Radha Prem. Radha Prem upon Krishna. And the Krishna Prem on Radha. This was the question. Krishna became man and divine after Krishna. Last began, all Gopi became mad in affection, love. And they thought that Krishna was serving them, serving them, and trying to please Gopi. So every Gopi became mad. That Krishna is and all that in that in a round conference in the position of dancing and singing, first being in the middle with that he danced in so far. Radha feels that he is with me, but yet he is where my eyes is going, Krishna is going. All the figures mean that Krishna is only dancing with me, not out. And he has given his arm like a cabin in our room. So he knows only this. Anyone are not seeing that Krishna is with us. With me. But Radhika is saying that he is with me and he goes to everyone to please me. So all the people are mad. And Radhika has mind. How it can be surprising? Because it becomes outside. He went alone or he went with anybody. Krishna became outside. With any gopi are alone. You know?
Did he not leave with Radhika? So he left alone.
Srimad Bhagavatam, it has not been such a thing.
whether this event alone or with this. But by action and note, what he has actually given us the same that any duty was with him. And that duty was simply. And that duty was most beloved of him. So to
what did you say at the end? You were saying at the very end after your classes and something that the Buddha Maharaj
said. I don't follow you. As you have followed our Buddha, and you are saying them, follow us. See how I will be there. We are living together all with no samasya. With no quarreling and
anger.
Yes, sir. So you should come to be as we are heading up the country of developing our world, you should also try to take that way. Don't run after worldly things, men, friends, and rupees, and also don't go towards worldly luxury. What is
luxury?
Luxury.
Making worldly things.
See? And run after moment. And moment not run after men. This is all and try to develop your own. As Radha Ramananda and Mahaprabhu in Dalai, we should try to give up everything possible. This will be learned only with Gurudev and Vaishnava. We should try to give ourselves fully to Gurudev. Here this is sadhana. We will learn here and then in a practical program we can give up everything as Gopi has given everything. Here we can give everything but not everything. There are so many things we can give. Mind we can try to give. But in Siddhavasa we can do. So we should try and to learn to be everything to the Vaishnava and the Buddha. And do everything possible. So we should try to obey everything possible. These are the good things and obey. Now we should try to.
And live peacefully together, no quarreling.
That's a good problem. One of them, how to achieve this?
Gurudev, after Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and he told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad that the gopis were feeling so much pain? Did Didn't he want to go back and stay with them? Why not?
We should not have it. We are really just like mountains. But it is a fact of money taken. In this one, it is past 50 years or 70 years. But for that one, only it is a time for a little step. Where it is. If you will always leave me with you, then actually you cannot regard me.
Familiarity is different.
You think that Maharaj is only ordinary person like me. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and leave with me. Give him water, serving him all day as the boy is serving me. Then he see that he is ordinary person. He is not a thing which is special. And when you see that he can speak a minute, all are surrounding him. Have no time to, he has no time to go. So for worldly person sadhak, Krishna has done act like this. Actually we can lead anybody for a second.
The tendency is there to see who is ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also you were saying that one has to be with Guru all the time to learn his things.
So by mind also you mean that.
But sometimes by mind you cannot hear
him. If we will always read with him, then we will see that he is worldly person. And he, there are so many that qualification in him. You try to he is so
and he becomes angry.
He becomes angry. He goes in school like us.
Like ordinary dealing.
He talks with that lady. He talks with that person. He has so much greed towards Kavita.
We saw this without Guru Maharaj, his personal servant, many times that happened to me.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very disappointed.
They thought that we are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him.
So maybe
we can manage more than him.
You made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot, he can do, I.
Then you tell Naveen to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. He can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve you.
In next birth. Not in this.
No. Next birth. All right. To help me out. Because he's so magnanimous.
Maybe that I make maybe moment and you can come. Probably in that time.
Next birth.
Anyhow.
Maybe I get man's body next birth. Then what happens if you
don't try to become a male?
No.
They are so thin.
Women are?
This is ignorant.
So ignorant. so foolish.
So envious.
It is just a sattva.
So emotional.
But I can't chant. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Being a lady, you can ask Krishna to give you all this.
I am begging.
Because lady has heart.
Oh. But sometimes it's
not.
She has mind and soul.
Mind of woman is so, can be so cruel.
Mm.
Woman can be so cruel.
Vindictive.
But it seems sometimes that the male body is more favorable for sadhana, for practice.
Adam to be like Kavita. We have some animals. And it's called time. I can teach you.
What is the competition for you?
What I will order, you have to do.
But I see that some of your brahmacharis are not like that.
How they are?
They are quite gentle.
Gentle?
Yes.
Is there any chance to control the mind in this lifetime?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tongue chanting Hare Krishna, mind here, there.
Because you are ambitious after me.
Because
ambitious for me, I am
ambitious. I'm not the only design. But also, Mark, I see, especially when the language is a different language than what I can understand, that I'm, how many things to try to learn and understand and correct. There seems so much work to be done to make the mind proceed towards sadhana and sadhana because it is so restive. So it seems like there's a natural struggle that's taking place.
I have to complete
one more.
How many?
I have to complete.
One last daily you're chanting? So much. You're talking with so many people. I'm in anxiety about going back to Vrindavan because I look back and I just see so much austerity. The summer was so difficult. Then this illness. So difficult to find place to live. So much austerity in Vrindavan. I'm in anxiety about going back.
Why? No place to live?
I'm not sure. I had a place, but it's not really, it's not mine. It's someone else's. But so much austerity there.
Austerity?
Difficulty.
So many.
I must admit I am also afraid going back. It's difficult, it's not clear for me in Vrindavan, it's been very difficult.
Why?
Internally. I guess you can say purification, but so many internal. I've been trying to go to Mayapur, trying to go anywhere, but not in Vrindavan. I cannot be peaceful in Vrindavan.
Why?
I don't know.
You have room there?
My external situation is fine. There's no difficulty. But I guess some purification in the heart has been very obscure.
Try to follow me.
The pressure of the institution. The pressure of so many things.
Being Vrindavan.
The weather has been very hard for me this year.
Because your husband is there.
I know, I must say, I have no choice, but My spirit is not strong. My spirit is not strong at present. I'm trying, but I have some hesitation, some weakness of heart and certain things in body.
There are some problems with heart. But yet, you should pray to Jesus. I'm trying to make a room for the ladies. Those who have nothing for them, for others. And if it is done, I don't know how you can be there and
They
are no self. I'm thinking, I'm not. I think that if I will think, it will be done. But I don't try to move. Just to be a place where all the God is strictly different. But I think sometimes that they will quarrel themselves. It will be known.
It can be like that.
Sorry that I can't keep my yes and do.
Today I was reading in Anca Lila about Lord Chaitanya leaving his room at night to hear Krishna's flute, and he'd get outside the room, and then the devotees would find he was gone and they'd go looking for him.
You can
open?
You can you open? Perhaps you can say. Oh. It's over there.
This one also? So then the devotees, they tried Lord Chaitanya with the cows, lying with the cows, and all his limbs were inside. He's like a tortoise. And the devotees would get so upset to see Lord Chaitanya like that. So then they carried him back to his room, or something, they bring him back to external consciousness as quickly as possible because they didn't like seeing him like that. But Lord Chaitanya was happy then because then he'd be with Krishna. And when they call him back to external consciousness, he'd get so upset and he'd start weeping, and then the devotees would feel so bad to see Lord Chaitanya weeping. So why would they always bring him back to external consciousness? Why wouldn't they let him just stay in external consciousness? Then he was happy. They made him cry by bringing him back. So why they would always do that? They'd see him cry, then they would start to cry.
Srimati Radhika has asked this question to Gopis, so Lalita and Vishakha. I think you are not my friend. When I became out of sense, at that time I met Krishna. And at that time, you give me water, give me hands, and try to make me out of consciousness. But I think that at that time I was so much happy meeting Krishna. But now you are giving me this way. I am so much unhappy. Why you do this? When Vrindavan and Krishna is in Mathura, and here I am meeting with Sar Krishna. Then you tell me that have you know this realization that I am how unhappy and you don't think unhappy? Krishna is Mathura and still you tell me to have consolation. Why you tell me? What is the answer?
I'm asking you.
Very beautiful. They should not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave a second without them. And when they come, they don't go. These fans are killing for. They want, they are seeing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when spelling in sea, coming to bow, being like this, definitely that this is a position of where all of moves are coming together. Like sea web rolling. So, when at a time eight kinds of modes meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot tolerate this. He demands that he should come in outer position, confessing, so that we may forget all this. Happy. So they are trying to give consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in outer sense, again Krishna and Krishna. No reply of this question.
It's not easy to understand.
So I am telling you that don't do bhajan, be far away from Krishna. He will spell you in too much distress and unhappy position. If you want to be happy in this world, go to America and other places and
we try that.
Please don't chant, don't read Bhagavad, don't read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
We already did that. We didn't like it.
We are fell in the trap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. So nothing to do.
From Srikanth.
Because
yes.